This is the Warm Springs program on KWSO. An agency district tribal council forum was held on February 5th, 2025, with six of the 13 candidates running for tribal council participating for the agency district. Alva Smith III, Ryan Smith Sr., Marcia Solis, Speak Thunderberry, Dennis White III, and Jim Mannion were present. Other agency district tribal council candidates are Davis So Happy Sr., LaDonna Picard Squimfin, Theo Perez, Jonathan W. Smith, Caroline Cruz, James Halliday, and Sorrell Mitchell. Another agency district candidate forum will be held on Wednesday, March 5th. At the February forum, candidates were asked a variety of questions. To represent the candidates that have not yet done a one-on-one interview with KWSO, we offer these comments from that February 5th forum. Here's Dennis White III introducing himself.
First and foremost, I want to say it's been amazing to serve the community of Warm Springs. It's been amazing to be a first responder, to be the first on scene, to help people. I have grown up on the road from 21 until now. I am now 51. My life has been dedicated to the nation of Warm Springs. I've worked with a lot of good people that have came and gone. To police our own people has taught me a lot. It is not an easy job, but in that same sense, I've learned a lot from my community. I've grown a lot from my community. I continue to grow from my community. I have done a lot of things in the past, but probably one of the most things I'll remember the most is when I was a rookie. My FTO was in the car, and he's upset because he got a rookie. He didn't want a rookie, but he looked at me. He said, "Okay, Dennis, first and foremost, you be respectful to people. You treat them like they're your mother, father, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa. You be respectful. You always be respectful." And if I learned anything, I've learned that, to respect the membership, no matter what. And with that, I'm ready to serve the community of Warm Springs.
The question was asked, do you support cannabis legalization?
That's pretty difficult to answer, because there's a lot of back and forth on the issue. There truly is. There's a lot of back and forth on the issue. And there could be ways, but there's a long ways to go with that. There's a lot of laws to change with that, and it's not going to be anything that changes overnight. And it's just getting it through to the membership. So really, that one is, I'm on the fence with that one, because to be honest, you know, there could be some good in it. There could be some good in it. There could be money made in it, but there's a lot of steps to get to that point. Yeah, but that's something we'd have to sit as a group and then meet with the people about to get that laid out.
White was asked, do you support the Warm Springs Youth Council?
My daughter, Charlene White, was on the Tribal Youth Council. And to watch her go through that experience was amazing. To watch her grow, and as she was the treasurer, she was getting the money, learning the budget, was asking me questions about budgets. She was excited when she came down, met with council. You know, so my hats are off to the council for this opportunity that they bought back for our youth. And 100%, I think this is a program that we need to continue, and we need to continue to put effort into. We need to continue to bring them down to our council chambers to teach them and let them see how things are done. You know, again, she still talks about it, and she's currently attending Portland State, and you know, she's looking into leadership, you know, and that's awesome. That's what's building our youth up to become leaders. And I will 110% support this as it goes on in all our tribal youth council.
What feedback can you offer on alcohol and drug problems that persist in the Warm Springs community?
Well, I've seen both firsthand. And also, I worked in Impacts, in our Impacts program, to work with people who have, issues with alcohol and drugs, who are looking to help, to get help. So what I would start doing is just reaching out to our members, because we already have some good programs out there. It's just trying to guide them to those programs and encourage them to stay in the programs. Alcoholism and drug use is still high. It's still high. It's one of the major calls or things that we deal with on a daily basis. I wish I could have just a simple plan, because we would be having that plan in place. But it's just to encourage our loved ones to seek help, encourage people to get help, reach out to these programs and tell them to start getting out more, and to advocate for these programs and to advocate for our people who need help. And, you know, just let them know that there's safe spaces out there. They just gotta get them to it. We just gotta get them to it.
Do you support a high school here in Warm Springs?
I would 100% support our own high school. I would 100% support our students staying locally. Because for one, we can bring programs in that we may not have at the high school, but you know, in that same sense, it'd give that sense of security to our students that they would feel being around, you know, their own, the natives. I still have children in high school, and I have children here at the K, and I have children that graduated, you know, but in a way, it's not fair to them. It's fair. It would be fair if we had our own high school, 100%, but you know, like Mr. Mannion says, it's funds, 110% it's funds. I know the state gets so much money for our students in these other schools, but at the same sense, I don't know how we can get it to come to us to help us fund them. But yes, I'd be on board 100% for our own high school.
That was Dennis White III, who participated in an Agency District Tribal Council Forum on February 5th. Tribal Council Election Day is March 26th. I'm Sue Matters, reporting for the Warm Springs program on 91.9 FM KWSO.